Welcome to the Kendra Show. This is Kendra. How y'all doing this morning? Today we'll be talking about friends. Let's think about what a friend is to us. In the meantime, in between time, while you're thinking about it, enjoy this musical break. That was "The Boy Is Mine." How did y'all like that? I love 90s music, so that's mostly what you'll hear is 90s music. But let's get to the topic. The topic is friends. What is a friend to you? What did you think about? To me, a friend is someone that you can lean and depend on when you need them. You can tell your secrets to. The loyalty is there. The faithfulness is there. A friend can be a person. A friend can be a spouse. It's supposed to be a spouse. Your spouse should be your friend. Your friend could be your children to a certain degree because you still are authority. You know, but I have a question about the friendship thing, and I'm going to ask that. My question is, do you have friends that you feel like you can't tell shit to? Do you have friends that you feel like you have that you can't tell shit to? And why are they around? For real, I had to think about that. Like, if I can't trust you with my deepest, darkest secrets, then why are you around? If I need to vent and I feel like I can't come to you, then why are you around? If I feel like I can't call you and say what I need to say or express how I feel about a certain situation with you without you understanding my feelings and not thinking, oh, she's this and that towards me, then why are you around? Are you really my friend? Are we really friends? I started to think about that. The drama in my life the last week, if you follow me on Facebook, you know what it is. Are people really your friends? Are people even really your associates? Should you even be around them? Like, it's weird, but you have to really protect your peace. And friends, to me, should bring you peace. People that you have relationships should be a place of peace. Again, whether it's a spouse, a person that you met, or somebody you met at kindergarten, you've been friends with for 20 years. Whatever the situation may be. Why? Why are you here if we can't do those things? Well, at some point we have to eliminate those so-called friends. They gotta go. And I hate when a friend has to go. But well, let me tell you a story about a friend that had to go. Once upon a time, I had a friend that I knew for almost a decade. This person was battling with self-identity issues. And for years, I kept all of their secrets. I was their friend. They needed to sleep at my house. If they needed groceries, they needed food, I made sure they had it. You know, I was always the friend that didn't have a child. I didn't have a child until I was, didn't get pregnant until I was 28 years old. Didn't have my baby until I was 29. So, you know, I'll be 30 this year. My son will be one in a little while. So, I was that friend. I always had money in my pocket. Always, you know, I didn't mind helping. Well, come to find out, their friend, all those years, had been telling my business. Had been putting me out there. Had been literally, like, offering my pussy to niggas. Like, you be surprised what you learn about what people do behind your back. I'm talking about offering my pussy to niggas. Like, fuck her. Huh? So I used to wonder why so, like, different dudes would just come up to me and be like, I just want to fuck. And I'm like, when have we ever had this type of relationship? Because I had fell out with someone because they done that. And I'm like, what? Me and you been friends forever, you know. And they were like, well, so-and-so and so-and-so told me this, that, and the other. I'm thinking they lying because at the end of the day, me and that person was best friends. Ain't no way. Oh, baby, it was true. I'm like, what? Oh, man. I'm the type of person, I will pick up the phone and I call you first. If I go to Facebook, that means I'm fed up. You done did something. Honey, they came to Facebook. I ate that ass up. And I, baby, we ain't been friends since. We ain't talked. It's been, shit, that was damn near 10 years ago. Yeah. I think it was back in either 2009 or 2010. It's 2018. Sure did. Folks, it's crazy. But, yep, those are friends. You gotta watch them. Now, let's talk about a good friend that I've had for about 15 years. I met this person when I was around 14, 15 years old. She has been a good friend to me. Anytime I need her, she's there. And we don't always talk all the time. We can go months without talking. 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, 12 months. But I bet you if I call not until I need her, I don't care how long it's been, she gonna come. She gives me great advice. She lets me be me. I get on her nerves. She don't care. She get on my nerves. I don't care. We friends. It doesn't even matter. The little petty stuff that happens between us, we roll. It rolls off our back. She knows how to handle me. I know how to handle her. And we've never, not once, had to explain anything. You know that statement, what's understood don't have to be explained? We've never, ever, ever had to explain the boundaries of our friendship. We was just friends. It's crazy. It's crazy how you can really just click with people. If you read, if you listen to my first podcast, I was telling you how I just clicked with Jay. You know, that's what I call my little bae. We gonna call him Jay. I just clicked with him. We were just friends. We just was friends. We clicked. Some people's spirits click. Those are the people that you need in your life. When I say anything that I need and she includes me, she supports my businesses. I support hers. She makes sure I'm straight. She's awesome. She's grand. She is. Her children are beautiful. She's a wonderful mother. Let me tell you something. I'm at the point in my life now, you can't be my friend unless you want to eat right, exercise, and you want to build some businesses and some generational wealth. If your mind is not on that, we can't be friends. Who wants to be friends with somebody who's in their own self-demise? You don't want to get your credit together. You don't want to grow. You don't want to be better than the year before. That's why I hold her dear to my heart and close to me. Because you know what? Every year she gets better and better and better. And she don't even know. She inspires me. When I say she get better every year, the woman gets better every year. She booming. She banging. Them businesses is going. She ain't playing. Yeah. She's beautiful. Her soul, her spirit is beautiful. She's truly a good person. And she's always been by my side. She's good to herself. So I'll know she'll be good to me. Do you see what I'm saying? When someone's good to yourself, to their self, to themselves, they'll be good to you. I noticed that. So thank you for being a friend. I hope you're listening. I truly appreciate it. I do. Thank you everyone for listening. If you could visit my Etsy store, it's All Is Well Herbs, all one word. Etsy is etsy.com. Visit my herbal store. Get you some herbs, some Yanni Steams. I have some other things on there. Yanni Steams help with cramps, endometriosis, pH balance, tightness, wetness. It'll get that pussy all the way right. It do. And again, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I gotta go. Bae is calling. Jay is bae. But thank you. I'll try to do this every day. I'm very excited that people even care to listen. Love, peace, and light.